listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Diane Swanbrow. As life becomes more competitive, everyone's looking for an edge. But University of Michigan psychologist Stephen Garcia finds that winning isn't always within our control. The social categories we belong to, things like where we went to school and what religion we are, and not merely our age, gender, and race or ethnicity, routinely affect our chances of getting a job or winning an award.
I first became interested in this topic a couple years ago when I was on the job market. I was actually giving a talk at a prestigious European business school. And it was funny because after the talk, one of the members of staff approached me and said, "Stephen, that was such a great talk. Too bad you're not a woman." And at first I was caught off guard, but then I realized, like, wow, they only have one female member of staff in their department.
Most of us think this kind of category-based choice is an example of affirmative action, but social psychologists see a concern for counts and an aversion to inequality a little bit differently. Garcia calls it people accounting. And with UM psychologist Oscar Ibarra, he designed a series of experiments to investigate this tendency to even out the number of people in various groups.
In one experiment, what we did was we had participants imagine that they were going to be hiring a new assistant professor of psychology in the area of intergroup relations. And we told them that, okay, here are the top two candidates for the job. And one person's name was Adams and the other person's name was Smith. Adams was from Rice University and Smith was from the University of California, Berkeley. In one condition, we told participants, here are also the existing faculty members, and this is where they got their PhDs. Now, in this condition, they could see that three of the five faculty members got their PhDs from Berkeley. In a separate condition, we simply omitted this information. We did not tell the participants where the existing faculty received their PhDs. When participants knew that three out of the five faculty members earned their PhDs at Berkeley, the Berkeley candidate was only chosen 34% of the time. However, when they did not know any information about where the faculty got their PhDs, the Berkeley candidate was chosen 55% of the time. And so that suggests that this social category line, in this case, you know, Berkeley versus not Berkeley, was very influential in their willingness to hire the Berkeley candidate. I think you can see this in another hiring context, that is, consider the composition of the U.S. Supreme Court. So currently, five of the nine justices are Catholic. Now, if during the next nomination process, we realize that, oh, look, there are five Catholics and only four non-Catholics, then what that would suggest is a Catholic would-be nominee, no matter how well-credentialed, no matter how impeccable their judicial record is, they're going to have a far more difficult time getting through the nomination process than a non-Catholic. So in that case, a non-Catholic would be preferred over a Catholic, all else being equal.
So what are the implications of this research for the issue of affirmative action, which is once again being hotly debated with Michigan's November ballot initiative?
I think it says something about one of the following arguments that critics raise against affirmative action. That is, they say race and gender should be completely irrelevant to allocation decisions. Yet what I think our research suggests is that this idea of using social categories